VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the district attorney in Manhattan, New York, has reportedly sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm.
I'm not looking to get into new conflict, but sometimes you have to.
The U.S. is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi locations.
That was an attack on Saudi Arabia, and that wasn't an attack on us. But we would certainly help them. They've been a great ally. They spend $400 billion in our country over the last number of years.
A Moscow court sentenced Russian actor Pavel Yusinov to 3.5 years in prison Monday for injuring a Russian National Guardsman during a peaceful protest held earlier this year. The sentence was the latest in a series of fast-track punishments widely viewed as a government effort to intimidate growing unrest in the capital amid the charged election season. Prosecutors say that the 23-year-old Yusinov dislocated the shoulder of a National Guardsman in riot gear in August as Yusinov was being detained by police on Moscow's central Pushkin Square, where a group of demonstrators gathered to protest the lack of opposition candidates in recent city council elections. Members of the United Auto Workers Union are on strike against General Motors as the two sides remain far apart on the terms of a new contract. The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. And this is VOA News. And again,